Hello, and welcome to Another Moment in Creation with Diana Wedge. Today we're discussing dreams. Dreams are one of the most fascinating and mystifying aspects of sleep. Dreams are images, thoughts, or feelings that occur during sleep. Visual imagery is the most common, but dreams can involve all of the senses. Some people dream in color, while others dream in black and white. And people who are blind tend to have more dream components related to sound, taste, and smell. According to the Sleep Foundation, while everyone dreams, the content of those dreams and their effect on sleep can be very dramatically different from person to person. Even though there's no simple explanation for the meaning and purpose of dreams, it's helpful to understand the basics of dreams. There is still much that remains unknown about dreams. Even the most fundamental question, why do we dream at all, is still subject to debate. Experts in the field of neuroscience and psychology continue to conduct experiments to discover what is happening in the brain during sleep. But even with ongoing research, it may be impossible to conclusively prove any theory for why we dream. God created a complex system within us. This process may seem so easy to do, but it shows the handiwork of God in its design. When do we dream? Science writer Eric Suny and Dr. Alex Dimitriou explain that, on average, most people dream for around 2 hours per night. Dreaming can happen during any stage of sleep, but dreams are the most prolific and intense during the rapid eye movement, or REM, stage. During the REM sleep stage, brain activity ramps up considerably compared to the non-REM stages. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Dreams during REM sleep are typically more vivid, fantastical, and even bizarre, even though they may involve elements of waking life. By contrast, non-REM dreams tend to involve more coherent content that involves thoughts or memories grounded to a specific time and place. REM sleep is not distributed evenly throughout the night. The majority of REM sleep happens during the second half of a normal sleep period, which means that dreaming tends to be more concentrated in the hours before waking up. Do dreams have meaning? How to interpret dreams and whether they have meaning at all are matters of considerable controversy. While some psychologists have argued that dreams provide insight into a person's psyche or everyday life, others find their content to be too inconsistent or bewildering to reliably deliver any meaning. Virtually all experts agree that dreams can involve content that ties back to waking experiences, although the content may be changed or misrepresented. For example, in describing dreams, people often reference people who they recognize clearly, even if their appearance is distorted in the dream. The meaning of real-life details appearing in dreams is far from settled. The continuity hypothesis in dream research holds that dreams and waking life are intertwined with one another and involve overlapping themes and content. The discontinuity hypothesis, on the other hand, sees thinking during dreams and wakefulness as structurally distinct. Based on existing evidence, while analysis of dreams may be a component of personal or psychological self-reflection, it's hard to state that there is a definitive method for interpreting and understanding the meaning of dreams in waking everyday life. The Sleep Foundation continues by throwing light on the various types of dreams. Dreams can take on many different forms. Lucid dreams occur when a person is in a dream while being actively aware that they are dreaming. Vivid dreams involve especially realistic or clear dream content. Bad dreams are composed of bothersome or distressing content. Reoccurring dreams involve the same imagery repeating in multiple dreams over time. Even within normal dreams, there are certain types of content that are especially identifiable. Among the most recognizable and common themes in dreams are things like flying, falling, being chased, or being unable to find a bathroom. A person who experiences a bad dream may refer to any threatening, scary, or bothersome dream as a nightmare. While bad dreams are normal and usually benign, frequent nightmares may interfere with a person's sleep and cause impaired thinking and mood during the daytime. Night terrors are different and include screaming or shouting during sleep, sweating, or other physiological changes such as heavy breathing and a racing heart. Dreaming is part of healthy sleep and is generally considered to be completely normal and without any negative effects on sleep. Nightmares are the exception. Because nightmares involve awakenings, they can become problematic. If they occur frequently, distressing dreams may cause a person to avoid sleep, leading to insufficient sleep. When they do sleep, the prior sleep deprivation can induce a REM sleep rebound that actually worsens the nightmares. This negative cycle can cause some people with frequent nightmares to experience insomnia as a chronic sleep problem. We'll get into REM sleep rebound in more detail in a minute. Back to REM sleep. What is REM sleep? Most healthy people cycle through four stages of sleep throughout the night. Non-rapid eye movement 1, non-rapid eye movement 2, non-rapid eye movement 3, or otherwise known as a deep sleep, and REM sleep. REM sleep, the state where dreams are most likely to occur, is a sleep state that is thought to generally regulate emotions and consolidate memory. According to the American Sleep Association, three things are associated with REM sleep. Limited to no muscle movement, known as muscle atonia, and that's thought to occur so that we don't act out in our dreams. Rapid eye movements and dreaming occur during this REM sleep. Research states that REM sleep takes up to about 20 to 25% of total sleep time and happens about every 60 to 120 minutes of a night's sleep. A person may go through 4 to 5 cycles of REM sleep in one night, although longer periods of REM sleep are more likely to occur during the second half of the night. Research observes that REM sleeps help the mental and emotional recovery from traumatic experiences by suppressing troubling memories through a reverse learning or remodeling process. What is REM sleep rebound? It's the body's response to stress and sleep deprivation. When you don't get enough REM sleep, your body compensates itself by increasing the frequency, depth, and intensity of your REM sleep when it can. Sleep Score Labs gets into the specifics and why it's important to get proper sleep. Have you ever awakened feeling that you're lost as to what day of the month or time of the day it is because you've had such a long and eventful sleep? You probably experienced a REM rebound, a period of increased rapid eye movement sleep due to prior periods of sleep deprivation or other stressors. Sleep is a complex and essential process that helps the body refresh and recharge itself. If, for a variety of reasons, your body starts lacking its needed sleep duration, it'll start adding up your sleep debt and let many other processes in your body pay for it until you start having a sufficient amount of sleep quantity, around 7 to 9 hours for most healthy adults. You will experience excessive daytime sleepiness, fatigue, irritability, confusion, mood swings, sluggishness, lower attention span, and many other effects on your body in the long run. The same happens when you don't get adequate rapid eye movement sleep, the REM sleep. In this case, when your body has the chance, it'll spend more time in REM sleep. That's what we talked about being the sleep rebound, and it'll make sure that it pays up that REM sleep debt. Does God communicate through dreams? According to Bible study tools, if you take a look at the frequency of dreams in the Bible, most occur in the Old Testament. Since most who lived in the Old Testament had limited access to God's Word, or in the case of those who lived before the time of Moses, God used dreams and visions as a way to communicate His messages to people. For those not exposed to Christianity, some have seen Jesus in dreams. Those dreams most likely occur because they don't have access to God's Word and they've not read Scripture for themselves. Dreams form a temporary bridge for them to encounter God. Christians should consult Scripture any time that they encounter a vivid dream that seems to have a meaning or authority greater than the regular dreams most of us experience each night.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Why the connection between the Sandman and sleep? There are some dark tales of the Sandman, but basically the Sandman is a mythical character in European folklore who puts people to sleep and encourages and inspires beautiful dreams by sprinkling magical sand into their eyes. The grit or sleep in one's eyes we refer to as we wake up is supposedly the result of the Sandman's work from the previous night. Do animals sleep? Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell answers the question, "Do dragons dream?" in an article for Answers in Genesis, or AIG. She shares that scientists have now shown that the Australian bearded dragon has sleep cycles similar to those of cats, birds, and everyone listening to this episode. And since dreams happen during our REM sleep, it's not unreasonable to imagine that lizards truly embark on their own dream quests while their eyes twitch. All sorts of animals sleep, even the lowly roundworm. And sleep is important. A fruit fly has a tough time learning and remembering simple lessons, like how to avoid bitter smells and other things in tests. But not all animals have sleep like ours, which is characterized by alternating cycles of distinctive electrical activity in the brain. Until now, it was thought that only mammals and birds experienced REM and non-REM sleep like we do. The discovery of these alternating sleep patterns in lizards suggests that according to the authors of Slow Waves, Sharp Waves, Ripples, and REM in Sleeping Dragons, that these complex sleep cycles relate to all mammals, reptiles, and birds. Dogs typically experience shorter sleep cycles than ours, but much longer than those of birds. Dreams are associated with REM sleep, and like people, dogs awakened in the midst of REM sleep are prone to be confused and grouchy. Perhaps it's the source of the popular and prudent advice to let sleeping dogs lie. Though we know that both REM and non-REM sleep are important, their respective roles in memory formation are still being worked out. Scientists recently confirmed that mice specifically deprived of their REM cycles while they sleep fail to remember familiar objects and even the places they've been conditioned to fear. This affirms what teachers everywhere tell their students at exam time. Forget all-nighters. A good night's sleep is important if you want to remember what you've studied. Whether or not REM sleep helps dragons recall the best places to find their favorite bugs or veggies, or how much treasure is in their hoard, has also not yet been worked out. However, now that scientists know bearded dragons experience REM sleep comparable to that in rodents, time and a few more studies should soon tell us if REM deprivation dumbs down dragons the way it does mice and people. This is the way science works. You have to start by asking questions. What is sleepwalking? Sleepwalking, also known as somnambulism or noctambulism, is a phenomenon of combined sleep and wakefulness. It is classified as a sleep disorder. It occurs during slow wave sleep stage in a state of low consciousness. It also includes the performance of activities that are usually done during a state of full consciousness or when we are completely awake. These can include performing daily routines in their sleep, like doing housework, raiding the fridge, making phone calls, and in extreme cases, leaving the house altogether. Sleepwalkers have no memory of their somnambulism, so the condition can go unnoticed for some time. Common causes of sleepwalking include sleep deprivation, emotional problems, increased stress, and fever or sickness. It's actually a myth that sufferers are acting out the movements of a dream. Clara Marcel Farrar Green lived in the mid-1800s. She wrote a poem titled Beautiful Dream. Beautiful dream, can I awake and from the fond illusion part? Can I the spell of sweetness break that now is lying on my heart? Waking from thee is but to weep. Bind me, O beautiful dream, asleep. Linger, O stay in thy beauty with me. Hush my heart from its waking pain. Bring back the tenderness that can be mine but in visions of sleep again. Wake not my sorrow, linger with me. Linger, O beautiful dream, with me. We spend about a third of our lives sleeping. Think about it. A 75-year-old person would have spent a total of about 25 years sleeping. Rest and dreaming are so important that God set aside a day for us to rest. He certainly did not need it, but He knows we need it, and He led by example when He rested on the seventh day, as referenced in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. Dreaming is something we don't have to try to do. God has designed us to do it automatically. Because it is so necessary to our overall health and our well-being. This is Diana signing off until we share another moment in creation.